Ephesians 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katuki tuki, kia wakasa rongoda na domongo in dona tamata, kandolava na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kana waka vitalanga watike yao kokoa. Sa wakambula, veiki nda waki tiko veiki emni na waka rongo mai, ena yadha ni ngoni turango chisu, yadha ni mbula, yadha nganga, yadha simbera wakandoni veisau. Na yadha ngo, kwa suleti kuna dhengi mbula, menda ruyandra mai na matakango. Visureti tukani ena prokoramu wakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
Shabang bulaga pagandot ko weekend na turangan na marama dorbo ng mga nilaw. Ena bonwali bungo kalandi, ena matin to New Zealandi. Sa netin ka ba? Labang akin nandu ilang may kinan nandu bonwala manu biti. Kena sa may bagay tuwitu na bonwali bungo New Zealandi. Lago may baga buli, lago may baga dagdaka, lago may bangito, lago may bangande. Sa kena sa may loy ni bonwala tunday tu, ena bonwala binango. Aw sa toro tuko na ngono binango, mo weekend na pagitugani. Na yada talay, na yada nimbula. Na yada Jesus Christ na nanda turanga ena singa binanga ni kuwa. Venga rabi tuko weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship ena mataka ni singa ninday. Kena ibaga rawa na Planet FM ono na kaloka na ibaga ruway. E programo binanga tuko weekend na sa ikuwa aw sa singa ni mandu ataka na itukutu binaka. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Kaya baga njona baga tataro ni otin na baga itabi. Nga ingiri ngiri nga may. Vital talaga si Lemeki Lolaka 212-984-820. Auna katale 212-984-820. Kani marau mi kitu bingarabi. Weekenda en mataka ni singa nindain. Done bunau, e wakarauta kitu mai weekenda. En a curious ten, e suwa. Meruti kenda baka binaka, en mataka ni singa nindain. Turanga kene marama, dorobo kene ngane lewa. Na iwali nilangai buruburongo, seikwaya na bose nikalu. Ngole ngaki na bose nikalu. Endi na bose nikalu en alasu na tamata ke denga endi na na bose nikalu ka bi kendre voltambu sela ni tamata mendo bose lasu silu ni tamata mendo wisau na non na numa sa ke mbali turanga ke marama en a blessed ki kendre bose likalu en mataka ki singa ndai en a raki ni mbula ni tabu ni tao na lubi wale na bolo lo na bi ra ki ni na mbule ni lenga ke na mbule ni rogo sa ro ki kendre ni na na bose likalu en mataka ki singa ndai
ia ke boka erno nubu na kae nganga sara erna senga ni dhakina
tolu
erna tambaki ira talanga na tobi mate ena lingandra ara na mbula kina
pa see every that believe in Jesus we have that power
donga eva ombo ti chisu etsikoli ko na kana na kana kokowa
because I believe that the power comes through the Holy Spirit
bala to bombo tana kokowa la ombo ivane alo tambu
the Holy Spirit said it is good for you for me to go when I go, then the Holy Spirit will come. This is the same Holy Spirit that descended in the first upper room in Jerusalem. For 3 years, Peter never preached. 3 years, he never preached. He always do wrong and he's too fast. He never did anything right. But after the Holy Spirit comes, he preached one sermon. One sermon. 3,000 people gave their life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you understand why this name is different? That's why he has the authority. And he has the power. He has the authority. He has the power. He has the authority. He has the power. Hallelujah. When I talk about power, I'm talking about dealing with the demons and the things that you cannot control. When I talk about authority and power, we are dealing with these kind of people.
You was to go and a cocoa can elowa, quae, elowa and a cowunica in a manola.
Are you with me? Hallelujah. Now, can we go to number 3? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we go to number 3, I'll just ask the the Bible reader to go to Mark chapter 4. If they can read Mark chapter 4, verse 39. We talk about the power that was in Jesus. A story of crossing to the other side. Hallelujah. May talaga silibeni.
Asa tuza ke kokoya, kabuna uza na vangi, asa kaya kina wasa wasa. Modengu mo marabu mai.
Hallelujah.
Asa ruru na vangi, asa marabu levu mai.
Can you read from 37?
Asa tumbe ndu na vangi levu sara.
Hallelujah. This life, now the struggle will come. This life. It will not be smooth all the time.
Nambulango, ona seta vana uwa tele tele kene eba mala.
May talaga silibeni.
Asa tumbo ento na vangi levusara, asa seven na wanga nambiau, asa angai luvukina, asa tiko kwa na mwe muri, asa mwadhe ni loko loko, arsa vuka nrata kakae vua, vuka vuvuli, kwa sawele mbeka nga nyingi samate, sa tuza ke kokoya kavuna uza na vangi, asa kaya kina wasa wasa.
He spoke to the waves.
Mwadhengu, mwamarabu mai.
He said, wave, sit down. They were standing up. When you talk about waves, they stand on one another. The waves. They stand on one another. So Jesus, wave, sit down.
Hallelujah.
He spoke to the wind and come down. He spoke to the waves and the water becomes smooth. Only a person with power can go against nature. Hallelujah. If you want the cyclone to stand out, you need power. You want the demons to stay out? You need power. You need approval to what you request to the higher authority. You need authority and power. Hallelujah. Because all the authority is under this authority. And all the power is under this power. We need the name of Jesus. We need the name of Jesus. Because he has power. Hallelujah. Not in our name, not in our Matangali. It's in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to someone today? You know, sometimes you want the authority and power wherever you go. Hallelujah. The power to stand against what we call the breaking of families and relationship of husband and wife. And if you don't have the power from God, when you don't have the authority from God, any small thing can break your family. Any small thing. Any small arguments. But when you have the authority, when you have the power, it will keep your husband and wife together. According to one of our senior pastors that work in the register office, there is more divorce, there is more filing of divorce than marriage. If you want Jesus to keep your family, if you want your marriage to be together and last long, seek the name of Jesus. Some are sitting here. You already have a divorce. Some are sitting here. You are just going through a process of divorce. Some are sitting here today. You are planning to run away. You want to keep your family? You want to keep your marriage? You want to keep your wife? You want to keep your husband? Name of Jesus. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. See, the problem is, a lot of the people in the world, they hate this name. Because
People don't want to hear Jesus. They want to hear any other name. They want to worship any other name. But those names cannot keep your family. Those names cannot keep your job forever. Those names cannot supply the food on the table. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Tell the person next to you, Jesus. Just tell the person next to you, Jesus. The other one say, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need that name in the church. We need that name in our family. We need that name. Shout with me, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. One, two, three. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sangongo serengana numuka Jesus. Kailan ba ka mainyuka excited? Dua, rua, tolu.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
That is the name that will keep your marriage forever. Niko yala yala bi tala tala. Me adobo na ngauna, me tawasi kendaru kino kumate. Kendo na kae tawasi kendaru. Kumate ndo ndo nga. I was conducting a holy matrimony to Jim Albert, one of the mission. Very helpful to Rendininga Selebu and also to Kula. Division, very committed young man, very gifted with his hand. Hallelujah. And I was telling them, remember Jim, remember, you are saying this thing to your wife in the eyes of God, in the front of men of God, and in front of your relatives and friends. Remember that. So we can the mawotisaranga, otingali maimbaki, amikenda naturanga, amadibili toa kita toka matamu. Amen. Wele kona revira tuangone kina kakana me pakasanga. Aishulu me saba. Apale me tubo kabinaka. Amen. Iyo, doa marama tulma. Endina. Endina nga. Hallelujah. Era saba saba. Era pakasanga. Era revira angone. Wisao na daipa. Abosa na kami doa tabani shudu beikota. It's about time. Amen. Then we change. The mindset. Kenda na tama menda maro e nondo matabuwale. Hallelujah. Saribina kena kalou. Sebebe. Sebebe. Hallelujah. Amen. Kane bolotambu. Kasa kita kena lingamu. Na kani kalou. Thaka basara kena ingu. Sianga ni buli. Sianga ni lagalaka. Sianga ni kilaka. Kine imbulung-bulung ako. Sa alako tiko gina. When you perform duties in the things of God, do it well. Because we'll come to an end one day. Hallelujah. Euna kau da kabo tiku gome benefit kina soko songolo tur tuna lubengu or tuna makumbungu. The time to come, the time to come, that they are standing with blessings. Praise the Lord. But ko yanga kankara bitiku ngo ko ekila nunda bimata kaseda ba. He has the authority. And he has the power. The authority and power over my children and over my grandchildren and over my children's years to come. If I work in the government, there's no guarantee of my children, my children. If I work in a big company, there's no guarantee. But because this God is a covenant-keeping God, He'll make sure that my children, in generation to come, that God will look after them. Hallelujah. Because He has the power and authority. Okay, let us go to the third one. Give me 15 minutes. 15 minutes for the third one. This name gives healing. Hallelujah. Let us go to Acts chapter 3. And we'll ask the Bible readers to read to us from verse 1 to verse 7. Hallelujah. And it is amazing what the name of Jesus can do to a sick man. Thaka thaka wasetolu. Tegabuna wili wala mainandua. kina vitu.
Rausa lako vata kopita kechoni kina vale ni soro. Ena awa sanduia kina na masumasu. Ena ikadhiwa ni awa. Ena kena ikadhiwa. Asa anduna tamata sa loki loki maina kete itinana. Sa dholati voli. Kokoya ersa vanda bora ena veisinga. Ena mateni katumba ni vale ni soro. Sa vokatoka ikolangi langi. Mekere kanilolo maveira sa dhuru kina vale ni soro. Kokoya ni sa ridi pita kechoni. Ero sabuela kani dhuru kina vale soro. Sa kere kaniloloma. As rausa vokarai the matua. Kopita kechoni kakaya. Raidi kero mai. Asa baka samirau kokoya. Isa nanuma ena roata mevirau e indua naka. Sanga ikai kopita. Asiliva kena koula. Esenga ni tuve yau. Iana kanga sa tuve yau. Kauna suleve iko. Ena yanda ikisu karisito. Ena kaina saredi. Motuda ke kalako. Sanga itaurena lingana imatau. Asa tumbera dake. Sanga ivaka uko wataki kwa sarnevana. Kena nona nguru la sawa.
Hallelujah. No penicillin. No x-ray. No scan. The Bible says, look at us.
Senga nakani wuburuburango. Kangara wasinikalo. Ready umai.
Look at us.
Ready kirau.
The Bible says, what you're looking for, we don't have.
Kau nama kai sinichikongo.
But what we have in the name of Jesus.
Yena kai chikuvikera wena yade chisu.
In the name of Jesus.
Ena yade chisu.
In the name of Jesus.
Ena yade chisu.
Stand up.
Pudake.
Hallelujah. I want to challenge anyone that you are here today. When somebody is sick at home. Don't use any leaves herbal medicine for that moment. You must use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the name of Jesus can heal a man that was lame from birth. See, when somebody fall on a tree or any sickness, when he was well, then lame, it's easy to do anything. Maybe restructure, repair. Tuna chiko talanga se pau do wisele. Do lebo mabo eni gele repair na ngonda. Selma indibina gai repair takina ngo. Easy. Yendo sa loki loki maikete. Sa anda sa sindori repair.
Nindo eloko loko mena kete tinana.
Hallelujah. And this is where the name of Jesus is very powerful. Okay, just hold the hands of a person next to you. Taranalingana. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I cast out any sickness from this person, whether it's known or whether it's not known. Whether it's still growing or whether it's already identified. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of infirmity which carry the sickness. Get out! Hallelujah. So now you may want to memorize you tal tala. Go to physical tiko no murai. You are physical. Iko may mbutunga ike. Iko may mbutunga na musunigal. When you believe the word of God, and anybody that believes in Jesus, even you can hold your hand like this to your head. In the name of Jesus, I bind you sickness, spirit of infirmity, headache, get out.
Ramadanga niko tambaga na ulumu. Gai kakina, yalani tomate, yalani mosinulu, tumba ena de chisu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, those that believe me or believe my name, they will heal the sick when they pray.
Kao chisu, irabambotiao, serabambotanelangu, erabibambola virtumate, no one ramasukina.
Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Tell the person next to you, are you following the Bible study? It looks like you are sitting there. This weather is a good weather to stay at home. One billion ronimoli and tutuvi right up to your chin. and you sit there and watch the Sydney 7 in Sydney ground. But you decided to come and sit there. Because what happened in Sydney ground will never put a foot on your table, will never open the door. The reason why you're sitting there, you believe that you are coming here is worth sitting at home. Make it happen.
Gaisara Sydney 7. Yeniko sala ko mani kuwa. Mama iba sangara na kalaw. Nakita ang karama. Dakama sarawa ka binaka.
Don't allow this time to go past you. This is the opportunity that the word of God is falling here. That the name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus has authority. The name of Jesus has healing. Hallelujah. Not because you are good that you can pray for people. Because you use this name. I pray for people not because I'm good, I'm perfect. No. No way near. I believe the name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Peter and John said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, silver and gold we have none. What you're looking for, we have none. In the name of Jesus, get up. The Bible says, when he said, get up, then the ankle, the muscle of the ankle, start to work somewhere. For 40 years, he can't stand. What is becoming crippled in your life today? What are some of the things that makes you crippled now? I don't know. But God wants to release you from that. When the praise and worship team sing the worship, believe that name. Believe that name. Ongone ibagata kilikile soy murira. Era sando ubakambauta na elango. Erna de Muriana Teboro, Erna Bosa Takanovi was a Tanya so, Erangunu was a Tora da Kinangatalo and a Sanganida, Kevakara Sabi Mosulaki, Ernambula Natamata. Sometimes we don't want to pray for people in case they are not healed, they pote ego. You are so concerned about your reputation, you are not concerned about the word.
So, Nanguna, or Erenavi Mosulaki. Then a sinimbula ko masulaka. Igo sa lenga taka na kiamo irongarongo. Mwela lava na koko ni wasa ni kalau.
Any church member of any denomination that believe in Jesus, we have the authority to lay our hands and the sick will be healed.
Donga eba umoti Jesu. Niko veta maki en ayazo na mula.
Praise the Lord. Are you with me today? That's why the name that is above every name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that in the name of Jesus, to the glory of our Father in heaven. This name, that's why we are sitting here. This name, that's why we were in Lasse, Nandronga last week. This name will take us again to Kese, in Naviti, in Yasawa next week. This name will take us to Mbua, in Bualomanikoro, next to Ndama, in the weekend next week, the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Na tobuto kinangyo, erabakatikitiki ni salawani. Amen. Amen. Vuki bikoto samu, ikorabakanangyo, ikorabakanalayone, kebaliku sinibamu chisu. Tarikomana toka samu, tarikomana, ikorabakananrabunrabua. I grab the opportunity to plant into our family. Amen. Because the spirit of fear is not given to us. The spirit of sound mind, the spirit of boldness and the spirit of love. That is the spirit that is given to us. The name of Jesus, you can do anything. The name of Jesus, you can go beyond and above every situation of your life. The name of Jesus, you can go across any sickness or any problem, or maybe somebody demoted or sacked from your workplace. The Bible says, what you asking for, we don't have. Silver, we don't have. Gold, we don't have. Money, we don't have. We have the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ovuno tu ni kwamo tini ana kami ni sini ndai mina Eastern. Auto kuna. Kito na nito itabi ngan nito bulata kana bosi ni kalu. Money is looking for us. Kyo sa kyo sa mga kila ni ko. Ni kito tuwa tuwa mi kito dakaba indo naka. Erabita udi di mai na tamata. Hallelujah. Meramay tenga malaba. Money is looking for us. We never look for money. In fact, kero do tukunya lotaka. Undang betul kau makan mani dia orang ini kau undang besar dua mani dia lebih besar. Kerana kau invite tu ani kerana kau mewunau, mau mewah atau tahu udah tu bangko. Iku mama dah auto mewuda. Sehingga lepas ni kau nandora karena kerana mata ni sehingga mai siri apa? Kau na itabi serang ayah. Kau bangkar ya auto kau mai kira na undolu. Sehingga ni short nambili. Sehingga bantu ni short. Hallelujah. I tell you, my friend, if you can only believe the name Jesus, if you can, may tamata na kalo, may roka takabikenda, may matana takabikenda, ni siyaga ni pagadalaka na luto ni bukawanga may kameli, siyaga ni pagadalaka na tawasin ni wasan damdamu, siyaga ni pagadalaka na tubakan doon ni udiway, siyaga ni pagadalaka na mana may lumalangi. God demonstrate through Jesus, because Jesus is 100% God and is 100% man. He proved to us that you can rely on God. Kago ko pa ang karan na focus eh, pagi roro naman manubuka. Lumini tomato, sengan indo naman lumi, pa kotor kina na ulo na. Kago ko merton tisipeli, na kengu kakana, sa iko ay mulo, muda kaba na lumay tamangu, sa iko ay mabulo takana na nawasa. Amen. Kamu ni sembari tu ni kana turanga, ni mau kana tu di sini gua. Nana kengu kakana di sini kaki mendukan dia tiguri. Nana kengu kakana saya kuah. Meubun utak kana bosan niklo. Merambula gua rena temata. Amen. Amen. Do you believe the name? Because the name has the authority. The name of Jesus has power. And the name of Jesus can heal you, regardless of your sickness and regardless how long. Stand up with me and let us worship him. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is the name above every name. My kego kilani tal tal sirgo langa bata kere tul batisa. Hallelujah. Que gobierna la veta en la lingamo, la veta en la lingamo. Oh, ni na numi. Sarongo te weekend na mosa ni kalo, na mataka ni siya ni kuwa. Sange wakato weekend na nondan dingin dingi. Ka weekend na voltambu ka sarongo da nongo bosa. Kada kaba kinendo na ka, sato matavuku. Sato to bata kinendo sa tara na nabali, enandel ni watu. Ike baka indo sarongo da nongo bosa. Kasinda kaba kinendo na ka, sato matalilia. Satu tu bateri dua tempat satu rana nabale, endel ni nuku, ni natau nauda, dogan endo umbui, na liwan dangi, na tampak nabale gua, iya, enam bale, sakali una enam bale, sabi umbuli eni bikin datu rangkir marama dorbo kini ngani lewa, enam bulu lima gua New Zealand di, na bosan ni keluar endes arwada, na nomor tiga ngah, tu bukan rotu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship, na bingkar abin nandam bula, enam singa bina kani gua, gengiring giring ngani, enam nambah satu kini oti tu kongredake. Ena mataka ni sing nindai wakalunga teki kenda na turanga ena singa minaka ni kuwa. Amen.
We take this time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.